I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. For millions of Americans, golf is an activity that promotes physical fitness and social connections. Dr. Louis Jarina is here to talk about common golf injuries and tips to help prevent these injuries. Dr. Jarina is an assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedics and Physical Medicine, and he's a non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine physician at MUSC. Dr. Jarina, first, what are some of the most common golf injuries?
Since golf is a sport that requires a full body motion, anything from the head to the feet can be injured. The most common injuries are seen in the back, shoulders, elbows, knees, and hips. And there are two different types of injuries. One is an overuse injury like a tendonitis, and then the other is an acute injury like a sprain or a strain.
And what injuries or perhaps symptoms from these injuries are significant and need medical attention as soon as possible?
Anytime an injury is associated with significant weakness of a muscle or a joint, or severe pain or swelling, those are the type of injuries that you want to try to see a sports provider as soon as possible.
And the rest of these injuries that don't have those kinds of symptoms are typically minor injuries and just take time and rest to heal?
That's correct. Most injuries that we see are sprains, strains, and something being overused, and typically resting for 1 to 2 weeks and doing a light stretching program is really all that's needed. Sometimes if an injury is reoccurring or is persisting beyond that, some formal physical therapy would be very beneficial.
What else can we do when we have a minor injury besides just sort of resting? What else might help with the pain?
In addition to rest, it's actually beneficial to use some ice and heat. And typically we say use ice in the first few days, and especially if there's any swelling. But then after a couple of days, typically muscles and joints start to feel tight, and that's when the heat comes in. And then, of course, you can take over-the-counter medications like acetaminophen or ibuprofen as needed.
Any other precautions in addition to those common injuries from golf?
Yes, also from being outside for a long period of time, people need to be careful about the sun. And so they should use sunscreen, a hat, or sunglasses to prevent sunburns or any eye injuries.
How can some of the common golf injuries best be prevented?
It's very important to have a good warm-up prior to playing. So that consists of a dynamic warm-up, which would be trunk rotations, shoulder circles, trying to keep everything loose prior to playing. And then after playing, you want to have a good stretching program as well.
What sorts of conditioning can people do who are older adults who love golf and they want to continue to play golf forever?
The most important thing is to stay active. So continue to keep your body, your joints, your muscles moving, to continue having some stretching and a strengthening program as well to keep, for example, your shoulder rotator cuff strong or your knees strong. And then also modify as needed. Some people with osteoarthritis or other conditions may not be as flexible or mobile as they used to be. And so just modifying when you play is important.
Dr. Jarina, thanks for this information about preventing common golf injuries.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.